from his studios in New York. It's time for Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora, where sports meets life. Here's your host, Dan Tortora.
Welcome here to Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on MixLR.com/WakeUpCallDT, the live feed that you can get right there on MixLR.com and on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop. On the homepage of the website, WakeUpCallDT.com, the MixLR bar is there. So if you're on your desktop or your laptop, whenever I go live, it will automatically play for you from the homepage. If you're on your phone, make sure that you click on the MixLR bar on WakeUpCallDT.com right under my picture. This is Dan Tortora with Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora, and it is an honor and a privilege to be here, as always, with you folks. Fresh off of my opportunity to meet Dino Babers face-to-face, the former Eastern Illinois-turned-Bowling Green head coach that's now with the Syracuse Orange, on the heels of his hiring, which you got to hear from, or you get to see, I should say, on WakeUpCallDT.com. The night before it was made official, put the report out there for you on Dino Babers hiring to be the head coach of the Syracuse Orange. Put that out Friday night. And so those of you that woke up Saturday morning had an opportunity to see that. Dino Babers with the Syracuse Orange and in Syracuse, New York, made his opening address, his inaugural address, after being introduced by Mark Coyle, the athletics director, and before that, the special assistant to the athletics director and the NFL great, Syracuse great, legend of number 44, College Football Hall of Famer, Pro Football Hall of Famer, Floyd Little, spoke about Dino Babers before Dino was introduced as well. So very happy to be talking with you about this, the 30th head coach of Syracuse football. So not a ton of head coaches in history, but in recent history, there have been many. In the 21st century alone, there was the trickling in of Paul Pasqualoni, still a little bit of that, to Greg Robinson, Doug Marrone, Scott Schaefer, and now Dino Babers. In the 21st century, Syracuse has 81 wins and 113 losses. They've been to 5 bowl games in 16 years. But the good thing about being in 5 and 16, which sounds awful, is that the 5 that they made it to, they've won 4 of them. So when they make it to bowl games, more often than not, they're winning. It's just the fact of Syracuse getting to bowl games, having winning seasons, that has been an issue for the Orange. But Dino Babers is trying to change that. And on the committee of going out to get Dino Babers and going after a bunch of coaches and having a lot of different interviews in the community of this great country of the United States of America was athletics director Mark Coyle, as well as deputy athletics director Herm Frazier and special assistant to the athletics director Floyd Little. They were all out looking for the right coach. They decided that Dino Babers was the guy, and that is where I'm going to start today's live broadcast, which is with my conversation with Floyd Little. You're not going to find this anywhere else. This is me and Floyd, him and I, talking here with you now. No one else has heard this. This is the first time that you'll be able to hear this conversation between Floyd and I on the heels of Dino Babers' introductory press conference. This is my conversation with Floyd Little, an extensive broadcast of what Floyd and I had to talk about, starting with, now that the fact that the process is over, does Floyd Little believe that Syracuse has gotten the right guy? That is where we start today in this live show, my conversation with Floyd Little on if he believes truly that Dino Babers was the best person for the job.
Well, no question. I mean, we looked at, and I was involved with 4 interviews. I think I missed 2 because I was in Vegas with the ladies' basketball team. So I think we may have had 7 or 8.
Okay.
I was in either 4 or 5. I can't even remember. But, you know, for me, I was in the process when we hired Doug Marrone. This is a better process. We get a chance to look at a person and they get a chance to ask questions and we can all feel them the best we can, and we get a chance to ask them questions and they get a chance to ask us questions. So I like this process. And for me, you know, you can always tell the people See, I'm a guy who observes a lot.
Yeah.
And it's like, if you had a dance and you walked across the room and you asked one of the ladies to dance with you and they said no, they didn't want to dance with you, I can't convince you to dance with me if you don't want to dance with me.
Yeah.
And there's some of the players, some of the people that we were interviewing didn't want to dance with us. And I knew it myself, but, you know, I needed them to know it. So, Dino wanted to dance with us. So, this is the guy you want. You don't want to convince somebody to dance with you if they only want to dance with you a year or two. You want a guy that's going to be your partner in dance.
When you look at Dino Babers here, a lot of fans have said to me in passing that they don't want to see 3-4 years another guy, 3-4 years another guy. Can fans be hopeful that this is a Dino Babers era that is not going to be another 3 years and a change?
Exactly. That's why this is the guy I wanted, because he's 54. 5 years, he'd be 59, 60. Ain't nobody going to hire anybody at 60. So, for me, you know, you needed to have the stability.
Yeah.
We've had 10 coaches in, I mean, 4 coaches in 10 years. We didn't want that. We didn't want it to be a stopping off point where guys 34, 35 had a little success with a team that had some success. Now he's a hot commodity because he was either the offensive or defensive coordinator. We really wanted a coach that has some stability,
mm-hmm.
some security, a guy who had been there before. I mean, there's a lot of reasons why we needed and wanted a guy who had head coaching experience. We have not had that in the past, and therefore we've gotten burned. But with a guy who's had head coaching experience, and if you look at his pedigree and looked at all the places that he's been and the things that he's done and what he's done at Bowling Green, you had a guy that had all of those qualities that you really wanted in a coach. We just wanted him to want us. We wanted him. That's the one who would stand out. There were some other coaches we interviewed, I won't go into that, that had that, but they didn't want to dance with us. And you can tell.
Yeah.
If you've been in the room enough, you know who want to dance with you and who don't. And that's why I like Dino more than any of them, because he was a guy, and you heard some of the things he said today, that anybody that committed to Bowling Green, he don't want them to decommit to come. He's got integrity.
Yeah.
Which a lot of people don't have that. He's a guy who's been on the the borderline of old school and new school. So he understands both sides. And, you know, a lot of the younger people we interviewed don't understand the old side of it.
Yeah.
He talked about his players. He'll be truthful with them. He'll tell them the truth. And he'll be honest with them. When you have players that's tweeting out about how great he was as a coach, and we're going to miss him, but we wish him the best. Rather than, oh, that guy, he left us, he got me to come here, and now he's done. You know, he had none of that.
Yeah.
His dad is a 20, 30-year military Navy guy. He's got that experience of the discipline. I mean, he had all of that. I mean, all of the check marks. When you look at a box, when you start checking the boxes,
yeah,
he checked all the boxes. And a lot of guys didn't check all the boxes. So I think we got the best possible guy we can get.
Not going in, I know you don't want to go into the people that were interviewed, but did you walk out of interview saying we don't want them, or was it they don't want us? Was it mutual? When you look back on some of those people that didn't check all the boxes, how did you leave some of those rooms?
Well, I didn't say that, you know, they didn't want us. I just knew. I mean, it's just something you know. As a person that's been around as long as I have, and you know a lot of things, just your heart and your experience let you know about people's personalities by their demeanor, you know, how they behave, how they look at you, how they, you know, how they relaxed or how they firm, how they trying to make an impression or they don't care what kind of impression they make.
Yeah.
You know, just certain things that you pick up at all the years that I've been in the car business, 32 years, and interviewing people. I know who wanted to dance with me and who didn't. I know who would produce and who wouldn't. I know who would be productive and who wouldn't. I know who had integrity and who didn't. I know the people who was interviewing and they want to know how many breaks did they get to the day and how many sick days do I get, and what kind of vacation program. I didn't want them. They were more interested in benefits than the job. And when you've had enough experience with people like that, then you get to know. Well, Dino, he checked all the boxes, and some of the other guys didn't.
What were saying, I know you talked about some of it, but what was it about Dino specifically that when you're sitting in a room interviewing him, what were some things that stuck out to you that you just took a step back and said, wow, we have not seen a guy like this in the interview process so far? What were those lasting points that he gave you?
Well, he's pretty confident. He knows that he has had the exposure in the game. He's got a great resume. I look at the 44 players he's touched and he put in the National Football League. And he just knows his stuff, if you will. He knows how to motivate and how to make things happen. Like I said, there's three kinds of people in the world. Those that make things happen, those that watch things happen, and those that don't know what happened. And he's and I like his demeanor. I think that we really lucked out and got out of all of the coaches that were, and it was about 13, 14 jobs available. And we interviewed a lot of these guys who got some of these jobs. And I look at, we got the best one. As quiet as it's kept, when you really look at the history and the pedigree and the resume, we were fortunate to get a Dino Babers.
How, from the time of interview to him saying yes, what was the time period within that? Was it a quick, yeah, you know what, I want this job, we want him, he wants us? Bring me through kind of the process of first talking to Dino and then Dino saying yes.
Well, he would never commit. I mean, like I said, he's got integrity, he's got loyalty. He says, I can't do anything until after my game. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to commit to you or anybody else.
After the MAC championship?
Whatever. After the MAC championship. I owe this to my players. This is what makes you want a guy like that. When he can say to you, I don't want to have this conversation. I know there will be opportunities available for me. But I am right now dedicated and obligated to my team. And when that's over, 30 seconds after that game, then we can have some conversation. He's got integrity. You don't find that in a lot of people. He's honest. He's respectful. He's trustworthy.
Yeah.
All of the qualities of a Hall of Famer, there's trustworthiness, respect, responsibility, fairness, caring, and citizenship. There's six basic qualities of a Hall of Famer, not just in sports, but in life.
Yeah.
And when you find a person with these qualities, they are Hall of Fame qualities in life, and Dino represents all of the basic ingredients that a Hall of Famer has, and he's a Hall of Fame coach, and will be.
When he says to you, 30 seconds after the game, we can talk, we can go from there, were you out there in Ohio with him? Did he come here? How did it all kind of go down that once he said, all right, Floyd, Mark, Herm, we can talk. How did that all come about?
It didn't come about. We talked with his representative for the most part. His representative is a very quality guy. He had conversations with Dino, and he says, when this game is over, we'll have a conversation. We can work out a deal. There you go.
Knowing.
I like you guys. I've looked at what you are and who you are. And I think I can make a difference. But I can't tell you until after the game. He already had he did his due diligence. He knows who we are. Knew who I was and who went to school here. He knew what our culture was and our legacy had been. And he wanted to be a part of it. He says, you guys have always had a great educational background. You always wanted to do great things for your student athletes. He said, I want to be a part of that. Being a guy who's an educator himself, master's degree, graduated from Hawaii, his kids are in school and has done well. This is the kind of guy you want. He's a community-oriented, family kind of guy that holds that in high esteem. So I liked him from the beginning. We saw eye to eye together because I knew he was from both sides, old school, new school.
What parts of the old school and the new school does he bring? When you look at old school and you look at the new school, what are those elements that you think he bonds together?
Integrity. You can, in my day, your word was your bond. I gave you my word, you could take that to the bank.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't commit to you today and decommit tomorrow. That's the difference. That's what he brings. He brings old school element of, I'll talk to you guys when the game's over. You got my word. When somebody says that today, it doesn't mean as much as it did years ago.
Yeah.
Your word has no value today. My word, I don't own anything today more valuable than my word.
Right.
That's what he represents.
When did you first get to meet him and be in front of him and get to see who he was eye to eye?
Today. We really had a chance before you guys came on scene. We had talk. We had mutual friends in San Diego where he lived. I used to watch you, man. You were something else. You haven't changed a bit. Look at you. You know, I mean, we were able to connect.
Yeah.
From sports is a true connector of people or men for the most part. And he said he was a fan of mine and watched me when I used to come play the Chargers where he lived with his dad being in the Navy. He used to jump the fence and sneak in. And he said the prices wasn't what they are today, but he says, I've watched you. And he named the stadiums. It wasn't Qualcomm then. It was, I forget the name of the stadium, but they've been changed, name has changed three times.
Yeah.
So, but he's a guy that we had a nice visit. He was in a train. He had an opportunity to go to the Naval Academy. I got an appointment from Senator Humphreys before he became vice president to go to Army. I was recruited by General MacArthur down at Waldorf Astoria. So we had, you know, and his dad said, Dad, he said, when he decided not to go to Navy, decided to go to Hawaii, he was sharing with me. He says, well, my dad said, I've done a lot of things. I've raised a lot of folk, but I never thought I'd raise a fool. We kind of laughed. We just laughed because his dad wanted him to go to the Naval Academy.
Yeah.
And just like everybody wanted me to go to West Point. And I decided after speaking with Ernie Davis that I'd come to Syracuse, which is, for me, is one of the best decisions I made. But, you know, having that relationship, that, you know, that understanding of the two of us had appointments to military academies. He decides to go to Hawaii and captain the team 2 years. I decided to go to Syracuse, captain the team 2 years.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so we have some things in common. And we were able to, you know, rely on those things that we've had. And coming from a military background, 2 years in military school, I mean, we had a lot to talk about. But there's so many other things that he had to get done. And we will talk more, you know, later on as he gets settled in.
When you look at the history of it all, being the first African-American coach for Syracuse football, does that hold a special weight and a special meaning to you, knowing the barriers that Jim Brown, Ernie Davis, yourself broke down as players? Does it mean something to you to not only see that the 30th coach is African American, but to be a part of bringing him in? Does that have a special weight to this era of Syracuse football for you?
That wasn't one of the number one indicators for me. You know, interviewing all of the coaches, it didn't matter what color they were. He just happens to be African-American, and I thought being the first one, the 30th in our school's history, that how great is that, that I'm here? And but that wasn't one of the factors. I wasn't trying to please anybody, but putting together the right coach for our program for now. He could have been pink, as far as I was concerned.
Yeah.
That, you know, just saying, because of he's being an African-American, we should give him consideration. No, his resume speaks for himself. You won't find a better coach for Syracuse University than Coach Babers. I liked him. I liked his personality. I think his record speaks for itself. But it's nice to think that since the 1800s, Syracuse have had 29 coaches in the past, and now we finally get an African-American coach. While I'm here and was on the committee, but I stood back and I let everybody else have their dialogue, and I would add my two cents. All I would talk about is how fast can you get us where we need to be and what do you need from us. And I think we got the best possible coach that wanted to dance with us. Now, you got to remember, you know, there's coaches that don't want to dance with you. They just want to just test drive the car. I've had, in the car business, I've had a lot of people want to test drive a Lincoln.
Yeah.
But they never bought it. They just wanted to see what it felt like, what it rode like, and just to say that I drove a Lincoln.
Yeah.
But they didn't want to buy it. Here's a guy that wanted to be a part of us. And he says, you got great history, you got great tradition, you guys had great reputation, you're scrappy, you guys got great educational opportunities for our young student athletes. What could be better? What could be better, Dan? And that's what makes him, I think, this is just me, I'm not speaking for Herm or the chancellor, who, in fact, the chancellor was in every meeting. These are the people, I said, this is the right guy for us. I didn't have to say anything. All I have to do is say, you know, yay or nay, or, you know, I had just had one vote. So the majority of the people in the room felt that this guy was the best choice for us. I didn't have to say anything.
Before I let you go, on another part of history, doing some research, I believe that this is the first time since 1937 that Syracuse has hired a current head coach to be the next head coach. I believe it's 78 years. Oh. Ben Schwartzwalder was, I believe, had not been the head coach. I think he was in the military. Don McPherson was in the NFL as an assistant. Obviously, the more recent coaches, but I believe it's been something like 78 years since a head coach became a head coach.
Well, don't you think it's a great hire? We finally got a head coach after 78 years who had the experience. I mean, who had sat in the seat, who's been battle-tested. I mean, this is what we needed right now. I mean, there's a lot of people out there that say, well, this would be a better fit, better match. We thought that we wanted a guy that would be here, loyal, long-term, not 2 years and gone, a guy who had been battle-tested.
Yeah.
A guy who had been a head coach.
Yeah.
A guy that had a philosophy. We wasn't hiring a defensive coordinator. We wasn't hiring an offensive coordinator. We were hiring a coach that understood both sides of the ball and that has some skill levels, that had played at the highest level that you can play at, and had coached at the highest level that you can coach, and had coached a couple of potential Heisman. I mean, I knew he had coached RG3. So here's a guy who was at the bottom of a program that was no program to one in the top 10, Baylor. So he's been through that with Broyles. He's been through rebuilding. I don't know that we need to rebuild. We just have to retune, because I think we have players that can play. We just don't have enough of them. So we're not. He's coming with a bunch of freshmen and sophomores. So he don't have a bare cupboard, but he has to do some retweaking and some retooling and get the right system in where the players that we got can take advantage of his system that he has, and he can add to it. And I like the fact that he says we got to get players from our own backyard. We got to reach out to New York, New York State, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Ohio. And we'll get a few players here out of Illinois, a few players here out of Texas, a few players here out of Florida. I mean, he's got the right idea. And I think he's right, because when I look at rosters from other schools down in Florida and every place else, they got New York players, New Jersey players, Pittsburgh players.
Yeah.
Well, what about us? Why didn't they want to come here? Well, I think he has the personality and hopefully the coaching staff that can reach out to some of these players. He's got the charismatic or the chemistry that He can talk to a parent and let his parent know that they're going to get every opportunity to succeed in his program and get an education. He believes in student-athlete. Now, he said that more than once. You're a student-athlete. And that's my thing. You're a student-athlete. You're not an athlete. You're a student-athlete. So, and the same, the Coyles feels the same way. They're athletes. I mean, they're students. They're not student-athletes. They're students. Let's give them the best experience that we can give them while they're here at Syracuse University. And that's what we want to do. That's what he wants to do. I think that's what his philosophy is. The more I listen to him, the more I look at him, the more I hear him. And when he said to close your eyes and you're going to see a high-powered, and I saw his team on Friday night, Bowling Green, and I'm like, wow. And we had some success with a little bit of that offense with Hackett. We were running 90 plays a game, and and it was exciting, and we went to 2 bowl games as a result of it. So I think we can get back to that. I think we can recruit based on that. I think the success he's had as a coach can help attract more players. I think the fact that he is in the ACC and he says we should be able to compete at that level, and I thought we had a chance to do it this year, but unfortunately we fell short. But I thought we hung in there with the plays that we had, and they're all 80% of them that was making plays for us are sophomores and freshmen. So, you can build. You can take these guys and you can get these, coach them up, if you will, to where they compete at that level and they will be able to have the confidence to finish. The only thing I've said in all the interviews is they just have to learn how to finish. When they learn how to finish and they protect the ball and make no mistakes or few mistakes and have fun. I mean, these are things that are just... you should have in college. And if you're not having any fun because you're losing, and you're not protecting the ball because you don't believe in what you're doing, I don't know why you would drop a ball. It just doesn't make any sense. So we have a little culture to change a little bit, get back into winning ways that we know we can, and I think you'll find a very different team. The only concern I have is the fans. I don't know what kind of fans that we've had, that they don't come out, and I hope that they will come out to support this guy. I know we as people, on staff, we will support him 100%. But he said, they'll come back when we win. All right? If you want to wait till we win, wait. But we will win. And then you'll come back. And that, everything will be great. But if you don't want to come back yet, that's okay. But we will win. Then we'll see you. I like that. I like that quiet confidence. I walked in the locker room of the Green Bay Packers playing the Denver Broncos in the Super Bowl. And all of the players were saying to me, be quiet. Don't say anything. Because we're 3.3 touchdown underdog. He said, we got this. And all Shanahan said in the locker room was, hey guys, we're not picked to win this game. Let's go out and show them what kind of team we got. That's all he said. Let's just go out and show them what kind of team we got. We're not going to beat them. That's the kind of guy he is. Let's go show them what kind of team we got. And he's going to do well.
Here is Tommy from Woody's Jerkwater Pub and Grub.
Woody's is going into its 13th year, and we started out as what we thought was going to be a neighborhood corner bar, which has turned into a really good sports bar. We're adding 360-inch TVs, just really a great place to have a beer and have some food. So that same Irish pub feel where you can go in there and relax and not worry about what's going on. I take pride in our food. We have burgers, wraps, salads, Cubans. Our wings, obviously, I think are some of the best in the city. We have a great Philly cheesesteak. We have a great Cuban. All my soccer players love the Buffalo Chicken Wrap.
Woody's Jerkwater Pub and Grub is located in the Mattydale Shopping Center off of Brewerton Road in Syracuse, New York.
This is Dr. Tim Whiting of Sterp Chiropractic and Wellness Center. Here at Sterp Chiropractic, we strive to provide our patients with the highest quality of care in a comforting and welcoming atmosphere. We are not simply pain doctors. We spend time looking at the whole body and address each patient's needs and goals. This usually includes chiropractic adjustments, muscle work, and tips on nutrition and supplementation that fits each patient's needs. We want to develop a plan that promotes overall health and wellness and focuses on future injury prevention. Our office is located at 1628 West Genesee Street in Syracuse. Please give us a call at 315-472-7128 with any of your chiropractic or wellness needs.
Gear up with the real deal at Dreisig Apparel, the best place for you to go when it comes to finding your image, creating what people are going to see and learn about you before they even meet you. At dreisigapparel.com, that's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G apparel.com, you have the opportunity to not only outfit your team well, but also to outfit your business, outfit your event, outfit your breast cancer walk. When it comes to looking good and feeling comfortable in your own skin, the only place to go is Dreisig Apparel. D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G apparel.com. Gear up for what you need for your team, business, or event. To look professional, look good, and feel good, outfit yourself at dreisigapparel.com. That's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G apparel.com. The only place to gear up with the real deal. What's the universal language of a fan? Clapping your hands. With Fan Hands, the ultimate sports fan accessory, found on fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. I can take that and enhance that for you, make it even better, even stronger than it's been before. Be the loudest fan without ever having to lose your voice by choosing one of 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com. And all you have to do is clap your hands, something you've done every single game since you were a kid. Fanhands.com, get your favorite pair of fan hands right now. Find your team color, slip them on, and start cheering on your favorite team with 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, where you'll find the ultimate sports fan accessory. Fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. Real fans wear fan hands.
I'm George Townsend of Honda City with some good advice when buying a new car. The true cost of owning a new car is determined by the appraised value when you trade it. No vehicle appraises higher than a Honda. Next, look for low APRs and deep discounts. You also want low maintenance costs and great fuel economy. That's why my advice to you is to buy a new Honda. Looking pre-owned, visit our Honda Certified Used Car Center. Honda City, 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard, Liverpool, or HondaCity-CNY.com.
It would be a pity if you don't shop.
Here is Stacy Tanner, owner of Olay Olay, talking about the freshest Mexican food you will find.
Every year as a family, we go to Mexico on vacation, and we love the cuisine. We love the freshness of the food. We can promise you freshly made food. Nothing comes in a package here. We got a bag of rice and a bag of beans, and the rest is all fresh vegetables and meats. We really wanted to represent Mexican cuisine and fresh food, where family and our young people or older people can go have a healthy, good meal. Well, we are located in the Mattydale Shopping Plaza. My side faces Woody's Jerkwater, so we are literally neighbors, my husband and I. So we're kind of a side entrance, and that's on Brewerton Road in Mattydale. Our phone number is 455-5653 or 455-5-OLAY.
That was my conversation once again with Floyd Little, special assistant to the athletics director at Syracuse University, but more importantly on top of that, a Syracuse great, a legend of number 44, an NFL great, a Hall of Famer for college, Hall of Famer for the NFL, just truly amazing, and I appreciate every time I get to sit down and talk with Floyd, and Floyd truly believes that he is the guy. He believes that this guy is going to change Syracuse for the better. That's speaking on Dino Babers. So those words from Floyd are always greatly appreciated. This is a live show. So with it being live, live things happen. So this is why you have to listen to the live feed. For everybody that's listening right now, you're about to get news that nobody else has. On top of that, tell your friends. MixLR.com/wakeupcalldt. If you join free on MixLR.com, that's MixLR.com/wakeupcalldt. If you join free, it'll let you know every time I'm going to do a live show. You can also go to wakeupcalldt.com to the homepage and listen to the live show there as well, because the MixLR feed is also on the homepage. Don't go on any of the other pages if you want to listen live. You have to go to wakeupcalldt.com, and then you can open up another tab and read while you listen, so to speak. But make sure you're on the homepage. But like I said, it's a live show, so live things are happening. I was just given word. Everybody's been wanting to know who's going to be the next head coach. Now, you can read what you want to read, go where you want to go. I know that Mark Coyle, the athletics director for Syracuse, is not giving names. Herm Frazier is not giving names. Floyd Little is not giving names. But I can give you names. Scott Frost, and these are the people that I know interviewed for the job, that I physically know interviewed for the job from multiple sources of people that I trust. Scott Frost, who you heard in many different places, he did interview for the job and ended up taking Central Florida. Chris Ash did interview for the job, coming from Ohio State. And DJ Durkin, who's the head coach at Maryland now, that was a defensive coordinator at Michigan, he did interview for the job. Those are things that I know. So those are coming to you. I talked about them before on wakeupcalldt.com. And now you are physically hearing them. Those are three coaches that interviewed before Dino Babers. But we're talking about coaches. So everybody wanted to know who was going to get the job. Now you know it's Dino Babers. Now you've seen Dino Babers. But you don't truly know for sure who's coming with Dino Babers. Well, the notion that he would be bringing the majority of his staff, if not all of his staff, from Bowling Green is true. Brian Ward, the interim head coach and defensive coordinator at Bowling Green, also the linebackers coach, will be coming. From sources that I have close to the situation, Brian Ward will be joining Dino Babers at Syracuse and has come out to Syracuse. Kim McLeod, the assistant head coach and wide receivers coach for Dino at Bowling Green, will be coming to Syracuse. Mike Lynch, the co-offensive coordinator and offensive line running backs coach, will be coming to Syracuse. Sean Lewis, the co-offensive coordinator and quarterbacks coach of Bowling Green, will be coming to Syracuse. Tom Kaufman, the assistant football coach, special teams, and defensive line coach, will be coming to Syracuse. Nick Monroe, the assistant football coach of the secondary for Bowling Green, will be coming to Syracuse. Andrew Souter, the assistant football coach, outside receivers coach, will be coming to Syracuse from Bowling Green. And Brad Wicke, director of football operations from Bowling Green, will be coming to Syracuse. This is something you're hearing live. I just got the information live. And you know that I don't go after anything, until I trust the source that it comes from. So you're hearing it first. You need to tell your friends to get on mixlr.com/wakeupcalldt and become a member of wakeupcalldt.com so you can be the first to information like this, that information being that we're waiting to see who is Dino Babers going to bring with him. And I can say right now that from my sources close to the situation, it is Brian Ward, Kim McLeod, Mike Lynch, Sean Lewis, Tom Kaufman, Nick Monroe, Andrew Souter, and Brad Wicke will be joining Dino Babers at Syracuse. So that looks to be your new Syracuse football staff. And I am elated to be able to bring that to you here on the live broadcast of Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on the heels of the introductory press conference for Dino Babers. I also want to go to some of the other things that were happening in this press conference, and that being Mark Coyle, the athletics director. One of the biggest questions and biggest problems that fans had when they were speaking with me about the firing of Scott Schaefer and his staff, why right before Thanksgiving? Why on a Monday morning with Thanksgiving on a Thursday, would you fire a staff? And this was Mark Coyle's response to the question.
Obviously, we looked across the national landscape and the number of openings. I thought it was critical to give us additional time. And I can tell you, having that 5 days to actually visit and talk to different candidates was a huge help for us. And so I thought it was important to get a chance to visit with people and have those conversations with them.
Mark Coyle saying that he wanted to get out there, wanted to go after candidates, didn't want to waste any more time. So whether you agree with it or not, it's difficult. I don't think it should have been done before Thanksgiving, but it was done. There is nothing that anybody else can do about it. It was a decision that was made, and Scott Schaefer and his former staff that were at Syracuse are all looking out for jobs right now, looking for opportunities right now, and I believe that they are going to find their way and they're going to land someplace. But moving forward here with the Syracuse Orange, Dino Babers had a lot to say. And one of the first things, the first place I want to go to is his statement on Pearl Harbor. Having a father that was in the Navy, I have a great uncle and my grandfather on my mom's side, both in the Navy, were both in World War II. So this was a meaningful statement that Dino Babers had to say. Personally for me, this is what Dino said about it being Pearl Harbor Day on the day that he is introduced as Syracuse's head coach.
It made us lift. We've been talking about it on the jet and everything coming over here. One of the things that I shared with Floyd in the back room is at the University of Hawaii, Schofield Air Force Base or Army Base, and along the Hickam Air Force Base, Schofield Army Base, go along those bases in Hawaii that the warehouses and the hangars still have the machine gun bullets from the plane, the Japanese planes, and obviously they cleaned all that stuff up from now, but they left those bullet holes in those warehouses and those hangars to remind all the military men to always stay alert. You know, it can happen again. And when you're over there and you're on top of some of the ships that were sunk, you can still see the oil leaking up from that date. You realize how real that really was. So that is will always be a big day in the life of any military man and any military dependent, which I am. So I take a lot of pride in remembering that stuff. I'm in military history.
It's important to remember what's important. And thinking on Pearl Harbor and those moments and the history of it, that's something that shows me that Dino Babers sees a world bigger than the football field, a world bigger than himself. And I had an opportunity to meet Dino for the first time, face-to-face, after the introductory press conference. And it was nice, not only that he said my name correctly, Tortora, he wanted to make sure it was right, and he said it perfectly. Some people have gone crazy with that last name, but Dino, you did a good job. And not only did he say my name correctly, but it was nice to talk with him. And even though it was just for a few moments, to be able to tell him about my family in World War II, and the fact that on my dad's side, all four brothers came home somehow, some way. One was shot down and hid in a stove from Nazis. Another was out in Japan. My grandfather was on the front lines of Germany. And another one of my great uncles was in a concentration camp in Auschwitz, which that name, if you know anything about World War II, not a good name. They all made it home safe. And when I told Dino Babers that, and I told him about my grandfather on my mom's side, his eyes widened and he said, "Wow, that's great to know that they all came home safe somehow, some way." Then I told him I'm a big fan of movies, and he brought that up in his introductory press conference, that he's a movie buff, he's a movie fan, good movies, bad movies, he likes to watch them. So he jokingly said, and it was nice to hear it, and I'll take you up on the offer anytime, Dino, but he said that as far as movies go, he said, "My wife, that's one thing she won't do with me, she won't go with me to the movies." So after I told him that I go to the movies, he said, "Good, at least I'll have somebody to go with." And this is what Dino had to say when he was telling his joke in the press conference, when he was talking about movies, good movies, bad movies. He brought a little bit of laughter to this moment, which was great to hear. And like I said, Dino, Star Wars is coming out soon, man. Better get on it. This is what he had to say about movies linking to football.
One of the things I've always prided myself on is I'm a movie buff. Okay, if I'm not doing football, that's what I do. I watch movies. I watch good movies. I watch bad movies. Whatever the best movie house around here, if you ever go in there and the lights go down and you go, "Hey, Coach Babers, are you in here?" There's a very good chance I might say yes. And one of the movies that always grabbed me was Apollo 13. You know, when the carbon monoxide was going up and all they had was this box of stuff, and they came in and they threw that box on the table and they said, "What is that stuff?" They said, "Well, that's what they've got up there. We've got to figure out a way to get that carbon monoxide in." Well, I take great pride in coming into a football team and looking at stuff and finding out a way to make it successful. I really take a lot of pride in that, and I don't see any reason why it should be any different than any other place I've been.
I like the comedy. That's something that I heard when I was talking with Thomas Schmeltz from coverage of Bowling Green from the Sentinel Tribune, and you can listen to that show on wakeupcalldt.com's homepage and by downloading the app wakeupcalldt.podbean.com/mobile. You can listen to my interview with Thomas Schmeltz on what to expect from Dino Babers going into seeing him at Syracuse and knowing that he's going to be the head coach here. Thought it was only right and fair to go to someone who has covered him to talk about what Dino's like. And we got to see a little bit of that today. Thomas Schmeltz told me, listen, Dino's got an answer for everything, and he's witty. And you saw that today, and you saw that in the quotation coming from Dino talking about movies. You also saw it in his response to this question when it was brought up that Scott Schaefer had spoken about orange juice. The question was, Dino Babers, are you going after Hawaiian Punch? And this is what Dino had to say.
I can't afford the calories on Hawaiian Punch, and I can't afford the calories on orange juice either. I'm basically a water guy, and I stay away from the soda. I'm sure my football team will be doing the same once they leave.
Dino Babers providing some more comedy as well in his introductory press conference, but he did get into some of those specifics, the things that a lot of people were looking to know about, and one of those things being the offense. What offense is it going to be like? He asked us all in the introductory press conference to close our eyes, to take a moment, and with your eyes closed, to envision a Carrier Dome, loud, full, hasn't been full in a long time, and to envision this defense, this offense, not just the offense that everybody wants to know about, but offense, defense, special teams, and to envision something that would be a no huddle. So with that being brought up, and with fans thinking back on Ryan Nassib in the no huddle and how successful that was under Nate Hackett for a very short amount of time before Nate moved down with Doug Marrone, later on, Babers was asked about, when you said, everybody close your eyes and you had us envision this offense, this feeling, what can you say about it? But Dino Babers didn't want to focus just on the offense. He wants you to know specifically that this is a team, not offense. Offense, defense, and special teams, and that his philosophy is throughout. This is what he had to say.
Well, I just don't want to talk about the offensive philosophy. I want to talk about the team philosophy. We are going to play at a very quick rate. And the defense will be, the team will be conditioned differently than it's ever been conditioned before. And this is a total program type thing. It's not just doing one thing. So it's defensively, it's special teams wise, it's the way we lift, it's the way we condition, and it's the way we play. And because of our accelerated play on all three different phases, I think it's going to help us to get an advantage. We can't take away from the gift of the Carrier Dome and electricity that we can provide in there, and the advantage of selling that place out and having the noise level so high that the other team's offense can't operate and can't hear a snap count. This is going to take an entire Syracuse nation to get this thing done, and we have to all be in. But if we have faith, belief without evidence, if we have faith in each other that you can fill it up and we'll do our part and we'll find a way to win, I can't see any reason why we can't be at the top of the ACC.
Dino Babers talking about if you have faith, Syracuse fans, belief without evidence. He kept saying that, faith. And every time he said faith, he said that statement right after, belief without evidence. His definition of faith, belief in something without evidence. He's asking Syracuse fans to come back to the Dome. He's asking you to pack the house, to take that moment when he asked us all today to close our eyes and envision a loud dome where the offense can't even, the opposing offense can't hear themselves to run a play. He wanted you to envision that moment, but also to be that moment. And he made the statement, listen, the ACC, there's no reason why Syracuse can't be at the top of it. Those are big words coming from a coach that's going up against Florida State, Clemson, Louisville, NC State, Boston College when they're strong. Really, Wake Forest is the only team that people don't worry about in the Atlantic Division, as of right now. But Dino Babers believes in this team, believes in the future, but he needs you to be there. And in part of that belief, it was asked of Dino, when it comes to recruiting, what's his belief? What's his philosophy? What should he do? And I believe, truly, I know this from the Don McPhersons and the Robert Drummonds of the world, they're going to be very happy to the answer that Dino Babers had when it came to his stance on recruiting, his belief when it comes to recruiting. And here it is.
Well, first of all, that's a two-part. The staff, I think, if you hire a good recruiter, they can recruit anywhere. We will have representation from the Northeast. But again, I think you need to, anytime you start recruiting around any great academic institution, that you need to start in your backyard. And we need to take care of the state of New York. We need to get over to New Jersey. We need to start to work with Philly. We need to shoot down that corridor, Pittsburgh, Chicago, Detroit. And then we've got to hang down there and go back down to Florida and cross our T's and dot our I's. But we're going to always start close to home and work our way out.
Hey, this is Dan Tortora of Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora, here to tell you that the Orange Crate Brewing Company on 721 South Krause Avenue, down the road from the Carrier Dome, is your home for all pregame, postgame, and during the game excitement in Central New York. Make sure you come out for my live Syracuse pregame shows before Syracuse football and Syracuse men's basketball home games. We'll have a live pregame show for you there with me, Dan Tortora, and special guests throughout the season. Orange Crate Brewing Company, 721 South Krause Avenue, your local Central New York hotspot for all of your bar needs, as well as great food, great atmosphere, and a great time with the Central New York community. Right down the road from the Carrier Dome, be a part of game day at Orange Crate Brewing Company on 721 South Krause Avenue in Syracuse, New York.
Larger Than Life Toys and Comics is a 6,000 square foot haven of comics and collectibles located inside the Great Northern Mall in Clay, New York. They offer new as well as vintage comics, collectibles, video games, and more. Larger Than Life Toys and Comics will also buy from you. So bring in your used or vintage comics and toys today to their store inside the Great Northern Mall in Clay, New York. Call 315-622-1891 to learn more about their trade-in policy, store credit, and even layaway. That's 315-622-1891. And make sure to like their Facebook page, Larger Than Life Comics, for constant updates, store hours, and more.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvelage, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Clothing that will change with you without you having to change. DreissigLady.com, DreissigLady.com ladycom with the Bamboo line Relax Fit clothing as well as the Athletic Fit clothing. DreissigLady.com is fit for any woman, any time of the day, anywhere. Whatever you're doing, whatever your day commands of you, command yourself to feel comfortable in Dreissig Lady Apparel, DreissigLady.com ladycom. For all the women out there, feel good in what you're wearing, and don't feel like you have to constantly change throughout the day. Whether you're a stay-at-home mom, a business owner, going for a jog, going for a meeting, or just relaxing at home, DreissigLady.com is the right fit for you. DreissigLady.com Lady.com.
Dan, this bouncing on these trampolines is so much fun.
I know. Why didn't we come here sooner?
I don't ever want to leave.
We don't have to. We're kind of doing the commercial like this right now.
And it seems like it's great for all ages.
It is fun for all ages.
I'd like to have my birthday party here.
They have birthday parties here all the time. You can dunk. You can play dodgeball. Wait, Nick, duck! You could go into the obstacle course. There's so many things to do here, Nick. And it's open all year round.
This seems pretty safe, too.
It is safe. It's for people of all ages. You can bring your family here. It's great for your body. It's great to get off some steam. It's great to have a good time. And all you have to do to book an event is call 315-948-3100.
Wait, Dan, what's that number again? I was bouncing.
315-948-3100. 3100.
Actually, is there a website I could go to?
Yeah, the website's getairsyracuse.com. It's just like we're doing right now. We're getting some air.
All right, Dan. I'm going to get more air, and then I'm going to go to that website to check out what other fun things I could do with Air Syracuse.
Yeah, you can find out more at getairsyracuse.com. You should really make your way over here. It's located right across from Driver's Village, 7687 Frontage Road in Cicero.
Get hopping!
Get air! Cam's Pizzeria isn't just a pizza place, it's a piece of home. Whether you're in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Oswego, or on Lemoyne Plaza, Tony Calcibetta finds a way to give you something that you can't find anywhere else. You got to get something to eat, you're going to get something to eat. You're not in your own home. Well, when you go to Cam's Pizzeria in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego, those locations give you the feeling of just being at home, relaxing, being comfortable. There's nothing like going out and getting good food, and Cam's Pizzeria will give you that. From their traditional slice to pepperoni to my favorite, the cheeseburger pizza, which you have to try, as well as buffalo chicken, chicken bacon ranch, and the other specialties and favorites they have. It's not just about the pizza. It's about the relationships. It's about building a bigger family. And Tony Calcibetta has been all about that since day one, which is why I wanted to work with him, which is why I want to send you there. Because when you sit down in a Cam's Pizzeria, you feel like you're sitting at home. You feel like you can be there with your family, your friends, to study, to have a meeting, or maybe to meet the best person you'll ever find in your life. I know that when I go to Cam's, I truly feel like I'm just walking to another room in my house. I'm just having great pizza in a great atmosphere. A place where I feel comfortable, where I feel appreciated. A place that isn't just a pizza place, but a piece of home. Go to camspizzeria.com right now to get the addresses to the Camillus, Baldwinsville, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego locations. Camspizzeria.com. That's C-A-M-S pizzeria.com. Cam's Pizzeria. Truly an experience that you'll always want to come back to.
Starting in your backyard, winning the battle of New York, New Jersey's, to go outside from that to your Pittsburghs and your Philadelphias, your Connecticut's. That is something that Don McPherson, within the past year, we're talking recently, Don McPherson has said to me, Robert Drummond consistently says to me, Syracuse has to win the battles in the state of New York. There is talent in the state of New York that is worth going after. And I truly believe that. Wherever you're a head coach, if you don't recruit your home state well, then it doesn't matter what you do anywhere else. Because if you lose your home state to somebody else, to anybody else, you're losing. So Dino Babers saying that he wants to recruit from his backyard out, and that he thinks success comes from the home, where you are, the home state out. That says a lot, and I know it's a lot of positives that former Syracuse players were hoping to finally hear a coach say that, and now we have to see if he'll live by that. Keeping with recruiting, this shows what type of coach Dino Babers is, so this needs to be played, and I'm going to share it with you right now. It's something that needs to echo from the rooftops that this man has integrity.
You know, it's kind of taboo to go back and recruit guys that you recruited
If they decommit, that's one thing. But if they're committed to Bowling Green, I can tell you I will not go after them.
He will not go after anyone who's committed to Bowling Green. That says a lot about a coach. It's taboo. It truly is. And you could talk to any coach. The coaches that were just let go at Syracuse, to Dino Babers and his situation where he decided to leave Bowling Green. When it comes to getting people committed somewhere, you do not reach out to them. Now, if they decommit and they reach out to you, it's a different story. But you do not try to poach a player from a place you brought them to. It's bad. It's just bad all around. Not every coach listens to that. Not every coach goes by that philosophy. But Dino Babers does. And I can respect Dino Babers doing just that. Syracuse decides on him. One of the other people that helped make this decision is someone that I'm going to bring to you right now. Herm Frazier, Deputy Athletics Director. Somebody that Mark Coyle kept on when he took over the job that Dr. Daryl Gross had. And not only kept Herm Frazier on, but had Herm Frazier go with him. And in this group of three, Herm Frazier, Mark Coyle, Floyd Little, and Kent Siverud, who, if you listened to the interview earlier on here in the live show with Floyd Little, he said to me that Kent Siverud was in on all those meetings. Floyd said he was in four of them, but there was seven or eight of the coaches that they had interviewed, and that Kent Siverud was a part of it. So this close-knit group did feature Herm Frazier, and that's why I'm featuring here on the show right now on Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora, his words, because he was in that room. And with very few people in that room interviewing Dino Babers and everybody else that came before, it's important to get their take on it. It's important to see what they have to say. And I can promise you that the words you're about to hear from Herm Frazier are going to be words that you are going to want to remember to see if they truly come true. Words that are going to stick, words that are going to echo in your brain, especially the last statement that he's about to make. Don't miss it. It's right now. What makes Dino Babers the right guy is where we start right now with Herm Frazier, that opening address of why Dino was the right person for the job.
Well, I think, Dan, you heard a lot of it today in his comments to the media in his opening press conference. You know, Dino is well-polished. He understands his offense. He's just a great person. On a personal note, I first met him when he was a GA at Arizona State back in 1984-85 season for us. And I've kind of followed his career the whole time as well. I mean, he's just a great person. And I think that Syracuse University and our community should be happy to have a person like him here as our head football coach.
When you said that you met him such a long time ago at Arizona State, did you keep any contact or ties with him from that point, or was this kind of building back up again?
Oh, no, I followed his career, and, you know, he was also at Arizona, and, you know, he's born and raised in Hawaii, and I was the AD at Hawaii for 6 years, so those people over there would love to have him as their head football coach, but they just can't reach that far to be able to get a guy of Dino's caliber. But again, we're just happy that he's here.
Has he been able to get around the players? Did you do anything to kind of introduce him?
He has not. He will not meet with our team until today, I believe at 3 o'clock this afternoon.
When you have the meeting going into the mandatory players meeting, what was the conversation like? I mean, how do you bridge the gap of having the old regime go and bringing in a new coach? What did you and Mark and Floyd try to do to kind of keep everybody sane through the process?
Well, it's always difficult, and change is difficult for the staff and also for the players. But they also have to understand that Mark and Floyd, even more than anybody else, want to win and win football games. And so throughout the whole process, that is what they had in mind, was those young men who represent the university, and that is to go out and get a quality coach who wants to win.
Recruiting, obviously, is a very important week for Dino Babers. Was this an essential thing that you had to get something done before this week?
Yes, it was very, very important. There were other people who wanted to be considered, but they wanted to wait and so forth and so on. And you only have like a week to like 10 days to be able to still go out before it becomes quiet period for the holidays. And so being able able to name somebody now was very, very important.
When you look at the other people that you spoke with face-to-face, was there anybody that was close to, or did Dino just kind of stand out from everybody else?
They all did a great job, but there's no question that Dino rose to the top in his understanding, and also somebody who wanted to be here. That was important as well.
He said that he could see, he jokingly was talking about destination, about seeing this place as a destination. What can you say about what your vibe is, what your first impression is? Is this a coach that you feel like can be committed to Syracuse for the long haul?
There's no question he's committed. He wants to be here. He's getting other people to move their families to be here with him. And I would venture to say this is his last position.
That coming from Herman Frazier, stating that he believes that this will be the final stop for Dino Babers. It's a big statement. Floyd Little made a lot of big statements on Dino Babers. Herm Frazier did the same. Now, it's up to seeing what Dino can do in recruiting, seeing what he can do on the field as a coach. He was successful at Eastern Illinois as a head coach. He was successful at Bowling Green most recently in a MAC championship that had many people watching because of the head coaching vacancies. And now Dino Babers is at Syracuse, and the belief from Floyd Little and Herm Frazier is that he's at Syracuse today, but to the fans that don't want to see another new coach in 3 or 4 years, Floyd Little and Herm Frazier believe that he will be at Syracuse today, tomorrow, and the next day. That this is a guy that will potentially make his final stop Syracuse, New York. So you better get used to him at this point. I know Syracuse fans don't want to see turnover again. And I know Syracuse fans don't want to see a 21st century continue the way it has with 81 wins, 113 losses, 5 bowl appearances, and 16 seasons. I know nobody wants to see that. But you have to have faith. Belief without evidence. And I can honestly say that some of you fans have come out to me right away and had that faith. I put out a poll on social media. You can follow me on Twitter at CallDT. That's C-A-L-L-D-T. You can also get with me on Facebook.com/WakeUpCallDT, the Wake Up Call of Dan Tortora page. On Twitter, I said, has the hiring of Dino Babers excited you enough to buy season tickets for Syracuse's 2016 campaign? Not excited you enough to pay attention to the team. Not excited you enough to watch a game. Not excited you enough to buy one ticket to one game. But has the hiring of Dino Babers excited you enough to buy season tickets to 2016? 82% of you, overwhelming, said yes. So the fans, Dino Babers has piqued your interest. I know that these conversations with Floyd Little and Herm Frazier made some statements in there that will pique your interest even more so. As Dino Babers goes forward and recruits, where we're standing right now, before the dead period, right before the holiday, Dino Babers has a very short amount of time to try and get any official visits on campus at Syracuse, to talk to these recruits, to meet these recruits, and to try and get as much done as he possibly can before the dead period. Because after that, you got a little bit more time, and then all of a sudden, there you are in February, and it's National Signing Day. Dino Babers has a lot to do in recruiting. It seems like his staff is pretty much set. Brian Ward, Kim McLeod, Mike Lynch, Sean Lewis, Tom Kaufman, Nick Monroe, Andrew Souter, and Brad Wicke will all be joining Dino Babers at Syracuse. That's the word right now from people that I trust. So for that, that's the staff that we're looking at. A lot of the same from Bowling Green that found success. And a man of integrity and a man of relationships that Dino Babers is not only bringing successful people to Syracuse, but he's not hiring an entire new staff. It's not that he's saying, okay, you know what, we've all been successful together. He's saying, I'm honoring whatever commitment he's made to those people. Some of them that have been with him in more than one place. So Dino Babers has shown his integrity. He's shown that he is witty. He's shown that he wants to win, and he's shown that he cares. He is not making any excuses about this community, nor does he field any excuses about this community, its facilities, the conference that they're in, any of it. So now, he's at work, tirelessly trying to figure out a way to turn this ship in the right direction. He's the 30th head coach. I thank Floyd Little for having a conversation with me, Herm Frazier as well. I thank Dino Babers for the opportunity that I had to meet with him today, and I look forward to the future. And Syracuse fans, I know you do too. For Syracuse football, we move ahead. It's a new era, it's a new time, and it's the 30th head coach. I'll talk to you soon on WakeUpCallDT.com. God bless.